The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
OPP, other people's problems. What's going on today?
We have Jamie today, and she's in a relationship that her friends and family aren't happy about.
Oh, no.
Okay, Jamie?
Yay.
How can we help this?
Yeah, so I don't know how I should put this. I'm having a problem that my friends and family don't support my relationship. My boyfriend and I, for context, we've been dating for a couple of years now, and he cheated on me a few months ago.
Okay.
So obviously, once I found out, he had an affair for about 3 months or so. And when I confronted him about it, we had a huge fight, and then I overreacted. I told all of my friends and family what he had done.
Not an overreaction at all.
Hey guys, I'm doing my best to shut up.
Sorry. Yeah.
How about we all just let her get it out?
Okay.
So, obviously they were all furious with him. But since then, I've realized that this whole thing was my fault. I was dealing with some personal issues, and I had withdrawn from our relationship. Essentially, I wasn't there for him, and it drove him into the arms of another woman.
Sorry, I realized. I did the best I could. Okay. So
you're together still?
Yeah, so now the two of us, we've had a chance to come clean and talk honestly with each other about everything, and we're trying to work through it. We're in a much better space, and we're trying to move forward, and I feel happier than I was before. But the problem is now that my friends and family won't stop telling me what a huge mistake I am making. So I feel like I should have never told them what he did. But I made that mistake, and now it's too late. So I guess my question is,
what's your question?
Yeah.
Oh, my question is, how can I get my friends and family to forgive him like I have? And then has anyone else been through this? And what do I do?
You don't.
No, that's not. Listen. No.
You
listen.
Think you can.
I don't know. The problem is, people get through stuff in relationships.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
I do not want to say, Jamie, I hate the fact that you're taking the blame, and it sounds to me like you're taking the blame twice.
Yeah.
Like, you're taking the blame for the affair, and you're taking the blame for telling everybody.
Ooh, yes.
So you're like, I forced him into sleeping with somebody for 3 straight months. Wild.
Unfortunately, that's not how it works.
When you discovered it and were hurt and went to the people that you can actually trust,
who want the best for you,
you wish you hadn't done that. And so now you feel like you've screwed up twice. And I don't like that at all. But I do also understand this is going to be weird because I don't know if Tiek was ready to say this, to talk about this. He hasn't been cheated on with his wife.
Correct.
But he has said out loud on this show, which is why I feel comfortable saying it, if that happened, it wouldn't automatically be like me. I burn the building down.
I'm scorched earth.
It's
if
goodbye.
Me. Yeah. Yeah.
Any evidence of your existence. Ugh,
right.
You got right. But you've said openly, you think you could get you love her so much you could get through it.
Absolutely. Yeah. I would probably be kind of like Jamie, and I'd be looking for my own role in it.
So
of like what could I have done better? What could I have done differently?
How could we not respect his wishes?
No, I have there's a little bit of a difference with a marriage and a dating relationship.
That's
because if she, and I hate even putting this out there, if she had cheated on you before you got married, you probably would go, yikes, this just might not be right. So I'm not saying, Jamie, you have to break up with him.
Mm-hmm.
But
she's got to break up with him or break up with her friends.
Or she needs to really think about why she's blaming herself. It's bigger than the friends.
Let me just 303-222-5423. We have voice disguiser, and this is a perfect opportunity. I think, I personally know people, I do not want to out anybody.
Okay.
But I know people who've gone through this.
I do as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had to turn a blind eye to that person.
Uh-huh.
And just go.
Do you have to just blatantly support, though? Blatantly? I don't like, blindly is what I meant. Like, do you just have to go, oh my God, it's so good to see you when you see them again?
No, because I don't think that's being a good friend.
I don't either.
I think the friends need to be there and say, hey, I don't necessarily approve of this, but I'm going to be there to support you no matter what.
In my case, I was friends with all of these people, though.
Okay.
That's, the person you cheated, their sig other, like, I'm friends with all, like,
yeah.
So it's like, you're an idiot. Why'd you do that? You're an idiot. Why are you taking it back?
Right.
Like, what the?
While still wanting the best for them.
Right. And in some of this, if you think you, like, I just want to say, I should put her on hold, but I just, like, if you think there's a 1% chance that you're going to take somebody back, don't tell your friends.
Yeah.
I don't know, though. Don't you still need support during that time?
This is what happens. Because we're, the human emotion of ride or die, let's go kill that dude for doing wrong to you, is stronger than any other emotion there is.
Totally.
So you can't put that back in the box. If you open that box, we're ready to kill. Period.
So is there a world where you can go to your friends and say, wah, 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 about what happened? Mm-hmm. I know, good argument.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just forget it. Does that world exist? Because you're saying yes, but are you forgetting or are you pretending to forget?
Pretend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think your relationship's the stronger the more you keep everyone else out. It's between you and him.
It's too late in her case.
Yeah. I know, but that doesn't change it going forward. Right. It's still going to be stronger if it's just the two of you. So the more you, I think you like tune out the noise outside and follow what you want to do. I think don't let him convince you to stay if you don't want to stay. But it sounds like you guys have worked through it. I don't know. I don't like that you're blaming yourself either, but it sounds like you've had discussions and stuff that we weren't there for. So I don't know about that part, but I think the sooner you like just go, this is between us and whatever anyone else says is their business and their opinion.
Jamie, were you going through anything that during the time that he was having an affair could like.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I had a big, I guess I'll say like a health issue going on.
Yeah, good. So he cheated during a health issue. Perfect.
In sickness and in health.
Like, well, they're not married. So I guess it doesn't apply. I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't either. But
she's telling you she does.
I know.
Here's the real thing that nobody wants to say out loud. Also, human nature, we're negative things. We're just negative creatures, period.
Totally.
We grab onto that. Jamie and this man have something that she believes in so strong that she's willing to overlook the worst thing a person can do in a relationship. All of her friends know is the bad thing. So, they're a jury who only got to hear the prosecution. Like, that's not fair. So, is the answer for Jamie to go, he does this for me, he does this for me, or do what TX said and just go, guys, you don't get it. You don't get to come any farther in. I screwed up, only showed you one side.
It's probably that.
But I guarantee.
I also think, like what you had said about me and my wife and how infidelity wouldn't be the end of it. I think that really only works if both people feel that strongly. Like, I feel like my wife feels that if I cheated on her, it would not automatically be the end. I feel the same way about her. And therefore,
you probably both would never.
We would never do it. That's why it works. Because,
Yeah.
And if you don't feel that about him again, if you're nervous, then it's not the same.
Yeah. Jamie, I guarantee you're not the only person going through this or have gone through it. So hang tight. And you're just going to, I think it's important. I think we all want you to just listen with an open heart.
Yeah.
Okay.
There may be people who call in and go, you got to leave him.
Also, like, I'm sorry that happened. I feel like I didn't.
Yeah, we kind of just glossed over that because we were all just mouth agape for. Yeah. Okay.
Well, like I said, I felt like I could have handled it better, but I'll
No, don't keep.
You do not need to apologize for literally anything.
Okay. Yeah. Hang on.
He's cheating.
Don't move. Thank you. So wild. Is that gas? Like, what? I don't think he even did it. Like, she did it to herself. Like, she immediately was like, she you slept with somebody else. What did I do?
That was attempted on me by my ex. I was taking care of my dying sister, and he said that I wasn't there for him. And I said, F you, I'm done.
Okay, well, good. Yeah. That's probably
exactly
what Jamie should have done, because that's...
It was literally her own health, and he left. Yeah. I hate that. I want to give her, like, such a big hug.
I know. So, but she wants to stay, you guys.
Right. I know.
That's the thing. Like, we're all sitting here being big brothers and big sisters, yeah. And wouldn't the big brother or big sister go, she wants to stay.
Yeah.
Like, shouldn't... I want to support her and tell her the right thing, but if she thinks the right thing is this,
I mean,
shouldn't I support her in that?
Yes, if the right thing for her is staying, then with the friends, is the right thing shutting them out and being like, you do not get a say in this, or
which
having
is so
people
bad if it
to
happens
lean
again.
On. Exactly. Yeah.
If it happened again, then she's got
no
zero
one.
Support group.
Yes.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, we're all angry.
And
if you
sad.
If you have advice for Jamie, she's taken back the cheater and she told all of her friends he's a piece of crud. So what does she do now? 303-222-5423.
It's not your problem. It's theirs. The Slacker Show's OPP.
303-222-5423. Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help out Jamie and really anybody. I was going to say any woman, but any human who's
been anybody.
Cheated on.
Yeah.
Because she got cheated on and then she told all of her friends. And now she's decided to stay with the guy, but her friends hate him.
And she's kind of taking accountability for the cheating.
All of it.
Yeah, which, like,
concerning.
What's he telling her?
Yeah.
Behind closed doors.
None of my business. No, but I do think it can happen. I'm not saying cheating is ever okay, but, like, sometimes you can be just bad for each other.
Totally.
And, like, but then you should just go, like, hey, I'm not getting what I need here, so I'm about to sleep with Susie. Don't sleep with Susie and hope you don't get caught.
Right.
No, you need to communicate.
That's what I've never understood.
Yeah.
Alyssa?
Yai.
Yai. Do you have advice for Jamie, or do you just want to give her a hug?
Both.
Okay.
So I had two things. So first, I was just kind of curious if he's maybe taken any accountability, because we haven't really heard about that.
Yeah.
Right. And then, so secondly, I have a brother who cheated on his wife, and his wife got all of our parents involved, and it became kind of a family ordeal where they sat down with him, and everybody got to say their piece, and they got to chat about it and provide their wisdom and then move forward.
So do you think maybe
that's
the friends deserve...
Oh, I would love
a
go
sit
at him.
Sit down? Really?
Just wind up
and go, hey, we're going to try to forgive you like she has, but I got a few things I got to say.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
I love that way of handling it, because it's like,
she's not alone. You're not going to isolate her.
Right.
Exactly. Yes. You're still able to support and try to move forward. But if it were me, I would say, hey, guys, we're moving forward. You can have this opportunity, but you got to keep it civil.
Yeah.
And then additionally, like, I just want to say that, you know, just because you understand it doesn't mean that it's your fault.
Yeah.
So you can empathize, but it doesn't make it your fault. He could have chosen to do something better, and he has to take accountability for
that. A billion things. Almost any other decision he would have made would have been a better decision.
Yeah.
Right.
That was a good way of putting it.
Thank
you. Can
thank you for the call.
It's not your fault.
Alyssa.
Have a good day.
I hate that she's taking responsibility, but I do love that she's like
acknowledging that she might not be meeting
his
needs. She's not
in a relationship.
Yeah.
And if she wasn't fulfilling his needs, okay.
That's fine.
He should have said something.
Yes.
And not played hide the sausage.
Okay.
Lisa.
Yay.
Advice for Jamie, or what do you got?
I think the man needs to confront the family and the friends. Maybe not the family, but the man needs to speak for himself and speak for the relationship and talk to the friends and say, hey, you know, we're good. We're good.
But who's interested in hearing what he has to say?
But it's kind of, she's saying the reverse of what you were into, where like you guys were going to sit him down.
Yeah.
He should take the initiative and go, hey, everyone, I understand you know about what has happened.
And I understand you're upset. And I take responsibility for that.
Wow. If that man has that gear.
But I don't think he does.
He might not.
Yeah. But okay, I see what you're saying.
That's my answer. And like, if he doesn't,
you got your answer.
Keep him around, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's going to have to kind of go through the fire a little bit, it sounds like, to get back on the good side. He's going to have to accept the responsibility, take some heat, hear out what everyone has to say.
I mean, as of right now, like, he has proved when the going gets tough, he goes.
Right.
Sure, yeah, exactly.
And now he's got to go back in and go, hey, oops. Yeah, my bad.
My bad.
I deserve your friend's love.
Right.
And I'm...
And then the friends can also, if it's going to last, they can also have that closeness that you guys were talking about, you know?
You can try to get it back.
The fire.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, we all went through this as a friend group and a family. It's okay. Nobody's perfect. We all make mistakes. Yeah.
But is it going to seem like an empty gesture to the friends? Is that what you're saying, Erica? Like, it's just going to be like...
Because if he... Like, I'm trying to put myself in these shoes. If, like, my best friend's husband cheated on her or something, I would... I don't know that I would ever forget
that. But what if he was genuinely throwing himself at your feet and going, Erica, I know how much she respects your opinion. I need, and she forgives me, but I need you to forgive me.
I would probably stomp my
That's what
feet.
I'm saying.
There is something bigger than that, though, because it's you're letting more people know it's not just the one person where it's like, yeah, I can just get away with it. You know? Right. I don't know. It just...
But I would think this is him confronting it, which is good.
Yeah.
Sure. And that would make a difference then. Yeah, it's her fault.
Right. Jenna?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. What do you think?
So I think there's two parts here. Number one, she has to be able to go to her support system when she's going through something so big and emotional.
Yep.
Yes. Like abusers, they want to separate you from your support system. So she can't remove that safety from her life. You have to have somebody you can go to. But two, people can and have overcome cheating. I mean, only she knows his heart. She knows if he's remorseful. And if they can both overcome it and move on, like, you know, without trust on both sides, like, there's no coming out of it. Because if she's insecure forever, he'll just do it again. But he has to be trustworthy, and he has to have patience knowing that he screwed up, not her. So he needs to work to regain that trust.
Wow. The people who listen to our show,
I know,
they're so smart,
are so much smarter than we will ever be. So what are we condoning her? Like, we're the big brothers and sisters.
I'm never going to condone going back to a
cheater. No matter what. Even though she says, I love him.
I think sometimes you love something because you're chasing it. How's that for knowing smarter than us?
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.